The log is off.
Danielson.
How you doing?
Did you like the Karate Kid reference?
I did.
Danielson.
I'll tell you what, I've got a funny story about the Karate Kid. Actually, no, I can't tell that story.
Oh, that's great. Just so basically, we come in, brand new pod, season two. Oh, I've got a brilliant story for you. I can't fucking tell it. Oh, great. Thanks, Fred.
Well, actually, I can tell it. You know, the kid in that was called Daniel LaRusso. In the original script, he was called Daniel something, which is my surname, my actual surname. Can you imagine how much grief I would have got at school if I was actually the Karate Kid?
I did actually, I did know this. It's an IMDb fact on Karate Kid's page. I think it's brilliant. I would have loved it if the Karate Kid was called Daniel Webber.
It would have been a nightmare. People are going to look it up anyway if they listen to this, so it doesn't matter, does it?
So how many do you think we've got listeners now? Like four?
Yeah, maybe five at a push. Yeah.
Yeah. So me, you, your mum, my mum.
Yeah.
Someone who accidentally thought they were listening to a cooking program. Yeah. Welcome, Danny. Welcome. It's season two.
It's right. Is it season or series?
I suppose it depends on whether you're American or not, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And we're not, so it's series two.
Series two. Welcome to series two of the Loggers Off podcast.
And if you remember, the last episode we did, we finished on Martin's free hit, because he got 10 in a row.
Mulligan week.
Yeah, and it was that, I'm going to try and say it, Gers Ude.
Out Gers, is that right? Yes, Nelly.
Mate, I'll tell you what, so after that episode finished, I still had a little bit left, and I was drinking it after the kind of were done, off air. And it changed. It got disgusting.
Maybe you were just really, really excited. And because you were really excited, your taste buds were doing really good things. Like they almost wanted to be sophisticated because you knew people might be listening. And then as soon as you turned it off, they all just went back to ratchet.
I think there was so much relief it wasn't absolutely awful and I didn't throw up. And then I was like, this is all right.
I was pretty amazed, in fairness, because I thought you were going to think it was absolutely disgusting. Anyway, listeners, if you would like to hear that episode, it's the last episode in series one.
Yeah.
So a bit of a change for series two.
Yeah, so I think series one was all supermarket beers, wasn't it?
Even the girls, we had to go posh, didn't we? We had to go to Waitrose to get it.
Yes. Yeah. Which there isn't many up here where I live, but got it anyway. But everything else was kind of Asda, Sainsbury's, Tesco.
Yeah. So the full lot was pretty mainstream, really. It wasn't almost, some of the beer purists will even argue that it wasn't really craft beer because it was big macro-produced stuff. But you know what we say to them? Bugger off.
Yeah, well, they can get a beer snobbers. And it was an introduction to it. So if you started off too wild too early, you probably wouldn't have had the success.
So for anyone who's new listening to season two, series two, God, that's going to be hard to do, isn't it? You get kind of brainwashed by Netflix and stuff, don't you? They call them seasons.
Well, I don't, because I'm not American. So just say series, Mary Lou, and we'll be fine.
Imagine if, does Coronation Street come in series? Or is that just one long, massive series?
Yeah, because it never has a break, does it?
No, I don't think it has. So, the premise of this...
Series 1 of Coronation Street.
going since 1967 or whatever it was.
Can I tell you something about Coronation Street? Right, I don't watch it, right? But on YouTube, what you can do is you can kind of find storylines of characters without having to sit through all the other bollocks. So what someone's done is painstakingly picked out the 2 minutes of every episode that character has a storyline and then piece them all together as one big thing. And my favourite sub character ever is Peter Barlow off Coronation Street. And so could you remember when he went to prison and he got messed up on prison wine and Jim was in prison.
Hang on, whoa, whoa, whoa. He got messed up on prison wine.
Yeah, because he went to prison, right? And remember, Jim, who was in, you know, So It Is.
So, yeah.
He was already in prison, right? And Peter was an alcoholic, so he went to him for his prison booze. And there was this big, big story about him getting drunk in prison. It was brilliant.
I always think that we've probably got too much on our hands being able to find the time to actually plan, buy beer, and actually record this for like half an hour a week. But some people seriously have got a lot of time on their hands, haven't they? Although that's what makes the internet so brilliant.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think YouTube's my favourite thing of all time.
Right, well, and after that little curveball, for those listeners who may be new to series two, we are, this is the Loggers Off podcast. The premise of this is that Dan was a committed mass-produced lager drinker. Favourite being Carlsberg, I believe.
Heineken,
damn, I always get that wrong. I am working towards getting him away from those mass-produced lagers that he so loves and onto a little bit of craft beer. Through series one, you've proclaimed that the lager was off in every single episode, including the Mulligan episode. So I think that was a very, very celebratory series.
Yeah, well done, mate.
We're coming into season two now, and we're going to go a little bit different. We're going to come away from the supermarkets. We've been out to our local beer and bottle shop, which was actually local to you, and he was kind enough to send me a box to my address. So we have already bought all the beers for this series. Dan knows exactly what they are, which is okay. But we're going to pick them out week by week, and we're going to start, actually, with something quite unusual.
Yeah, and I think at first I thought maybe that's a bad thing that I know what they are. But to be honest, I don't know what they are, do I? Because they're just a can of drink in my fridge that I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, with colourful labels. Oh my God, yeah. Did you hear that? Bloody hell.
What?
I wonder if that came through. That was actually my belly grumbling.
Was it?
Chinese, yeah. That's what I need.
Ugh.
what's your favourite takeaway?
Not Chinese. Mate, honestly, right, let's stop, right? I think this country has been brainwashed into thinking, and I'm going to say British Chinese food is nice. It's disgusting. Chinese food is just different coloured slops with some rice and some various meats. I don't understand. Do you know what it is? It's like the Beatles. Everyone says they like it, but not everyone does.
I think you're talking complete, utter noodles there. Chinese food is by far and away the best British takeaway, hands down. Shove your pizza.
What?
You can shove your pizza. I might concede a little bit to an Indian. I do like a good Indian. Fried chicken. What's that? Fried chicken. What else do you get? That's it.
That's outrageous. Right. So what happens when you get a Chinese? Do you know what they give you? A free bag of crisps. They go, oh, what do British people eat? I know, crisps. And chips. The chips are awful.
I presume you're talking about prawn crackers there.
Yeah, the big crisps that hurt my mouth. Do they not hurt the sides of your mouth when you eat them?
How many do you eat?
Well, how much do you get in the bag?
do you eat them just like crisps, though?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where you go wrong. You meant to eat them like with the food, with the slop, as you call it.
What do you mean?
Like, you meant to, like, load your cracker full of, like, Chinese and then eat it. Not just eat them like a bag of crisps as a starter.
I'm not sure that's right.
It's 100%. So your Chinese comes. Right, hang on. Let's just clear this up. Your Chinese comes. Little man presents it to you.
Yeah.
Got a bag of prawn crackers on top. Do you then just start at the top, open that bag of prawn crackers and just munch them?
Yeah. Because I don't mind them apart from the mouth thing. So if I had to get one, because me family like them, so we do get them from time to time, I don't get any of the red slop, that bright red slop or anything. I don't get any of the like pork dishes or anything. I get egg foo young and a bag of crisps.
So you basically get a bag of crisps and an omelette.
Yeah. which is French.
You're just like one of those knobheads that goes to an Indian curry house and gets scampi. Like, you're exactly the person that Indian restaurants have scampi on the menu for. You're that person.
Okay. But the thing is, the best thing in a Chinese menu is French in a bag of crisps.
Goodness. Pork when it with its little red meatiness on it. Oh, it's
what
delicious.
Is that?
I love the fact it dries you out. Makes you like really like MSG-ified. That taste is... Ooh.
Do you not get MSG hangovers?
Yeah, I think so. I think you get like... it's almost like a... You know, that kind of dryness in the mouth. Like
it's like salt, but it like hits you hard.
Super salt.
I just don't like Chinese food at all. Well, I probably would if I went to China, because it would probably be completely different.
You're breaking my heart here. But I'm going to tell you something. So I have been to China.
So did you get crisps?
There is no such thing as prawn crackers in China. I hate
See, this is what I'm talking about. They're just giving us the taking the piss, essentially.
But I will tell you one of the dishes that I did have there. So I was working out there, and I was taken out for a succulent Chinese meal.
Ah, you know your judo well.
Look up the reference. I'm going to try and snip it a little bit into this podcast now. So I went for a succulent Chinese meal. Obviously, I was in Beijing. Do you know what the speciality of Beijing is as a food dish?
Duck.
Donkey.
See, why are we not getting that? Why are we not getting an authentic experience? I'd be straight on a donkey.
So I had this dish. So there was like, they obviously had a big fat white person with them. So they like bought like more dishes than you can possibly imagine. So all these dishes are arriving. One of them looks like, you know when you eat like chicken drumsticks? So like you sort of like eat all the middle, don't you? Then there's like the two little bits on the end, and you put them on a separate plate. Mm-hmm. Like a plate of them came. I'm like,
what, just the ends?
What's that? So said, oh, they're deep fried duck bones. So basically, when they've stripped all the meat off them, or as much as they can, they deep fry them and serve them as another dish.
And the bones hard?
Like, you can only eat the bits that you can eat. So you like, they like go to like a sort of, imagine a bone, but rather being rock hard, being a bit sort of crispier and chewier, like that. But then you occasionally just get a massive rock hard bit in there and break your teeth. It was the most bizarre dish I've ever had.
I want that. I want to try that. I want donkey and duck bones when I next have a Chinese.
I had a sea cucumber as well.
What's that?
What's a sea? It's like a...
Is that them spunking things?
Yeah. They've got like silk that comes out of them. So one of them, it was horrible. I had a cod liver as well, actual cod liver.
What, like the tablets?
Yeah, it wasn't like in tablet form, obviously.
Did it taste like cod liver oil?
It was truly, truly horrendous. And I can't really use chopsticks very well. And they also brought one of the other dishes, was this turbot. And like, turbot's like really expensive. A full turbot came out on this like silver platter with like this sauce over the top. And you had serving chopsticks, like double size chopsticks. But if you can't use normal size chopsticks, you really, really can't use serving chopsticks.
When you say double size,
so I couldn't actually.
Do you mean longer or thicker?
Longer and thicker.
All right. I just thought...
But I couldn't use them. So I was just like basically just ruining this turbot by stabbing it with these chopsticks as everyone looked on in terror. Someone eventually took pity and served us.
Do you know what I found out the other day, which is a piss take? Do you know who invented the fork?
Go on.
China.
That is a piss take. That is a piss take because... Hang on, right, that is a piss take because in this restaurant that I was in, they couldn't give me a fork because they didn't have one.
Yeah, I read it the other day. It was a thing on the internet. I don't know if it was true or not, but it said China invented the fork.
It was on the internet. It must have been true.
So I'm assuming you didn't get crisps.
Didn't get crisps. Had lots of... but I love it. I love a British Chinese. It's like my favourite go-to every week. 50 quid's worth.
50 quid?
I'm like that bloke off TikTok
And the Bosch guy.
Bosch, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen him ordering his food?
Sweet and sour prawn, barbecue prawn, curried prawn, chicken chow mein, lamb chow mein.
You'll have diabetes, pal. That's what you'll have.
Yes, so yeah, I'm disappointed with that. So basically, crisps and omelette, Danny's a happy lad. Great.
Yeah. Also, I think the other thing to say is that when I do have to order it, because this really annoyed us the other time, last time I ordered Chinese, so my son and my missus like it. And do you know what they get? Seaweed.
Oh, that's, yeah, I get why you get annoyed at that.
It's just salty grass, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, what is it, cabbage, isn't it?
Well, it's not seaweed, is it? It's not like...
It's not authentic seaweed at all. Not at all.
Because if you go to like South Shields or something, you see seaweed in the beach. It doesn't look like that.
Do you want, since we're having a day of internet facts, do you want another one on seaweed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go on then.
All seaweed in the UK shores are edible as long as they grow above 4 metres deep.
I don't understand that.
So if you go down further than 4 metres and pick seaweed and eat it, it's poison. Some of it's poisonous. But every other bit of seaweed you can harvest and eat.
Well, there I'll not go. Be doing that. Thanks.
So next time you're out, next time you're out having a paddle, just remember, I'll have some of that seaweed with me big crisps.
Anyway, shall we move on from British
yes.
Asian food?
Okay, so we've got a nice start to the podcast. Episode 1, Series 2. Got you a beer. Got you a beer, mate. And this beer is... Well, do you want to give it? Do you want to announce it?
Yeah, so there's something that annoyed us, what you did with this. So you said to me... I'll tell you what the name of the beer is, right? It's called Yonder Strawberry Shortcake. Right. So you said to me, let's do Yonder. So I'm looking for 20 minutes through the cans. Because I would have said this was called strawberry shortcake. Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, if you weren't pissed, you'd be able to say that.
I would say this was called, like, you should have said, let's go strawberry shortcake. Because, like, why are you saying Yonder? Because is that the brewer?
And yeah, Yonder's the brewer. Strawberry shortcake's the beer.
But you don't ask, for, like, if you went to the bar, you wouldn't ask for the brewers. You wouldn't say, can I have
would.
A pint of Yonder?
Well, I wouldn't say a pint of this stuff. I'd say, can I have a half of that Yonder, please?
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah, Yonder. Okay, Yonder, you probably don't know this, but Yonder are famous for doing sour beers like this, like weird flavours. So,
all right, okay.
Most people, like they did a mango lassi one, they've done a key lime pie one, they've done all sorts. Good beers, but anyway, this one is strawberry shortcake. Now, this is quite an unusual beer when it comes to sours. So it's a sour beer.
Have I had one of them yet?
No, we haven't. We haven't entered into the realms of fruited sours just yet. And this is actually a pastry sour. So you'll get lots. Yeah, you're going to get lots of different variations now of beers and sours. And a pastry sour means is it's got almost like a crust. So you should be able to taste like it comes in a pie. If you like. So it's got like a buttery-ish, creamy-ish edge to it.
Has it got a buttery biscuit base?
It's got what does he say? How does he get that wrong? Buttery flaky base or whatever it is. Yeah. That's a brilliant. Again, another random reference there, but that's a brilliant reference. Yeah, so you should be able to taste like a pastriness to it. But the thing that makes this one, so it's a pastry sour. The thing that makes this one a little bit special is actually it's a little strawberry pastry sour. So the alcohol in this is only 3%.
I think this might be the lowest one we've ever had.
Definitely. And this is quite unusual for a sour and a Yonder beer because they usually do 6, 7, 8%. So this is going to be interesting. But and I'm not going to go into beer geek out territory because we're keeping it light. But what they've been able to do now with beers that they haven't been able to do in years gone by is pass a massive amount of flavour into really, really low ABV beers. And I'm hoping this is going to be the same.
Right, I think this is aimed at girls. And I don't mean to be sexist or anything like that. But it's a low alcohol beer.
Hang on, we had this trouble with you last series when you said I'm not going to be trouble. Sexist, but this is game begins. And we got at least half a letter of complaint.
Why not? Like, funnily enough, my missus got a beer from the beer aisle of the day because she wanted something different, and it was like a rhubarb beer. It was really low percentage.
Yeah, so rhubarb shandy. I don't think it's aimed at girls.
It's in a pink can.
That's because it's strawberry.
Okay. What is a strawberry shortcake?
It's like a shortcake. Right, so with me and my wife have just had this this conversation, not today, but a couple of weeks ago. I asked the question, what's the difference between shortcake and shortbread?
Is it just the crust, how they make the crust?
Yeah, so like, you know, shortbread biscuit.
Yeah.
And you can have a shortcake biscuit as well. But it just means that it's a bit more crumbly and a bit more cakey, and one's a bit more biscuity.
Hang on. Look it up. Right. Which is what's the Scottish one?
Biscuit. Shortbread.
I don't like that.
How could you not like shortbread? It's a bit claggy. It gets a bit claggy around your teeth. You need, I quite like a glass of milk with it. Just to rinse away the clag.
I don't know, I just think it's boring. It's just it's a biscuit with some sugar on. Big whoop.
They're the best biscuits. I bet you're a chocolate hobnob kind of guy.
That's exactly the best biscuit in the world.
Yes, I can just see you eating that with your packet of crisps and from the Chinese and your fucking can of Foster's.
That would be dessert, you know.
That's how I was going to say. Foster's for the drink, bag of crisps for the starter, probably some sort of duck bone for the main course, and then omelette for main course, and then finish off with a chocolate hobnob. Oh, you're so simple. Right.
Thanks.
So can art, Dan, can art?
I've seen a lot of these now, these kind of, I tell you what, I did notice with this batch of beers we've got, like, this looks like it's been done from someone's garage or something. It's just a sticker on a can. It's not, they haven't sort of printed onto the aluminium, they're just like sticking it onto the can, aren't they?
Yeah, most of the cans.
Which I quite like, actually.
Most of the cans we get in this box will be like that. Because we're going to a slightly smaller producer now. Although Yonder aren't that smaller producer.
Now, in terms of temperature, I thought this should have been well cooled.
Yeah, agreed. As I've said to you before, and I'll say it again, all beers in the fridge.
Right. Should we crack it open? Yeah. Right, it's been a while, so I've got to remember the...
We're not going to be able to give this a piss scale, I don't think, because this is going to be like blood in the urine, I would imagine, but I haven't poured it yet. On the nose. Wow. It's not.
Do you know what it smells like? Can I just tell you what it smells like first? Scented dog poo bags.
Do you know what else it's got in as well? Or mine has?
What?
You got any floaters?
Don't think so. I can't see any. Okay.
I've got a couple of floaters in mine, which is all right, which I don't mind, but it's like...
There's hair in it.
It's like yeasty sort of goodness. Quite like that. Now, if you're going to have to put this over the piss scale, this has got a tinge of red, hasn't it? It's blood-tinged urine.
Well, I've fucked up because I've got an opaque glass, so you can't really see through it properly.
Yeah, a bit of... I'm going straight in, mate. I'm going straight in. I can't wait.
Hang on.
Oh, yes, sir.
I was not expecting that. That's wild.
Fuck me! Oh. Do you know? Fucking hell, I drink. You can't see this at all, but we're both just holding. You know when you hold the back of your jaw because something's so sour? We're both holding the back of our jaw. Right, I drink a lot of sour beer. I quite really like sour beer. That is one of the sourest beers I've had in ages. That is absolutely everything you want from a sour beer.
Mate, I'm laughing. Hell. I'm laughing because that was so weird. We both did the same thing. My mouth went saliva production into overload. I was going to drown.
Oh, it almost hurts. It's that sour.
See, this is what I liked about that Gers one. It's like, it's not just a drink, it's like an experience, isn't it?
That honestly, mate, that has just blown my tiny little mind. That was unbelievable. That, like I say, I drink a lot of sours, and that, they're my favourite type of sours when they're like so sour they hurt. And I wasn't, 3%, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Have you had another drink yet?
No, I can't. I've got to build myself up to it.
Do you know what would be nice here? Prawn crackers.
Do you know what? That would cut through the MSG, wouldn't it? Jesus. Oh, that is... Oh, okay, let's go in again.
It doesn't let up, does it?
Oh, honestly, that's blown my mind.
Wow.
Wowzers, that for me, as a more experienced sour drinker, is fantastic. Bearing in mind, this is probably, am I right in saying your first ever sour beer?
Yeah, 100%.
Mamma mia. I feel like I've just been tangoed.
But how did they get it to do that?
I don't actually know what the recipe for sours are, really. I mean, it's still all malt and barley and the normal beer ingredients that are fermented up. I don't know how it's how they become sour, particularly. I mean, there's obviously a lot of oats in this because it's quite creamy.
Mm.
So maybe we need to take... So we've both taken two big quaffs there, haven't we?
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe a couple of sips just to see if we can get any of the flavours. It's quite vanilla-y for me. I can taste quite a lot of vanilla in it. But it's not like... I want to say it's not strawberry overload, but I think it is strawberry overload. It just... It doesn't sort of taste the strawberries, but the whole thing is strawberry, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. The thing is, I cannot get past how sour it is.
Right. Imagine, you know, we had last series when we were talking about summer beers, cold summer beers. Imagine that if it was 40 degrees outside.
Do you know what that reminds me of? You're right, it would be amazing. But you know what it reminds me of? It's the first time you ever used that, you know, that shower gel, the mint one.
Yeah, you get the tingle on the bollocks. And you're like, oh, bit panicked.
Yeah, like, should this be happening? I'm allergic.
Is this beer? Yeah, that would make your balls tingle. It made mine curl up. Sorry, we've got a bit... Our speech has gone a little bit out the window here because we are literally just in awe of this, I think.
Can I just say something? Because I haven't never experienced this before, seen your reaction. There was a minute where we've both had that first drink and it was like... it almost took my breath away. That's how much... how much... flavour or whatever you would want to call it, it had.
Do you know the other thing for me is I feel absolutely rat-arsed now and it's a 3% beer. I don't know if it's just the excitement of it all, but that is superb. Absolutely brilliant. Little strawberry, pastry sour, strawberry shortcake by Yonder. Wowzers.
Now, if you leave it for a bit, you do get strawberry there.
Yeah, it has definitely got strawberry. It's quite subtle, but it's the overall thing, isn't it? It's amazing. I'm just going to take a picture of this one for my Instagram.
What's your Instagram page, mate?
At Beery Banter, for all those who want to have a look.
I can't stop drinking it.
I'm amazed. And this is what happens when you move away from the supermarkets. Because they do have sour beer in the supermarkets now, but they're quite tame by standards of that.
Because that's a risk, putting that on the shelf, isn't it?
Yeah, that's people are going to be spitting in your face, in the supermarket's face. For
yeah.
Really, really badly. And I think now if we go back to something like a pale ale or something like that, it's going to seem a bit weird. But what's nice when I drink sours, I like, we like to have like a heavy like imperial stout, something like that. Then a sour cuts through it and then back onto something a little bit more middle of the road.
Can I ask you a question about stouts? So I don't mind a Guinness every now and then. In fact, it's quite good in a session because it's not as gassy as other lagers. Well, lagers. I know Guinness isn't a lager. Have you tried Conor McGregor's stout?
I have tried it, yeah. Yeah, we've been the begging us to take it on in the pub. So we've had a lot of buzz around it.
Conor McGregor?
Well, I don't think he's actually begging us to take it on, but certainly the people that are producing this for him are.
Really?
So they're going balls out on the market, and yeah, they're really, really marketing the tits off it.
Yeah.
What do I think of it? I would say it is just like a Guinness. It's kind of flat. It's all right. That's all I can say. It's all right.
Yeah.
Have you had the BrewDog version of Black Heart, I think it's called?
No, never.
They also were trying to take a claim over Guinness as well. And it's all right, but you're never going to see it as widely spread as Guinness. You know, it's always going to be, Guinness is always going to be the go-to for stouts for people.
Yeah. Well, maybe, I'm sure we'll do a stout at some point.
Oh yeah, I have to tell you about my most recent trip to the pub. Actually, I went to I was going to say a beer festival. It wasn't really a beer festival. It was like one of these beer festivals that are just part of the pub, so they like bring in some extra beers.
All right.
So I went in and I had a possibly the worst beer I've ever had in my life, and it was mango chili.
Yeah,
and it was, you know, when you have something spicy and it like takes a little while to come through and then it just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. Imagine drinking a cup of mango juice and then that happening. It was absolutely awful.
So it actually burnt your mouth, like you had.
Yeah,
that.
It just got hotter and hotter and hotter. It was like habanero chili or something.
Like really bad.
Yeah, this is meant to be a humorous podcast, but like I was almost weeping with it. I couldn't finish the drink. It was that hot.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get one of them for you to try.
Yeah, I do.
I bet you don't like. Do you like spicy food?
Yeah.
So you can only go to the Chinese and have crisps and omelette, but you like spicy food. Yeah, such an you are your own oxymoron.
Well, what spicy do you get from the Chinese? It's just all gloop.
Spicy curry, Singapore noodles. Struggling.
Well, that's the other thing, right? That's the other thing that pisses us off about the Chinese. Singapore noodles, right? What does that mean? What's the difference between Singapore noodles, Hong Kong noodles, Chinese noodles, pot noodles? Well, how am I supposed to know what the difference is? Oh, and vermicelli? Oh, eh?
Well, I mean, Singapore noodles are vermicelli noodles, aren't they? Hot.
Well, that's an Italian word.
But you get Singapore noodles, you just know they're going to be hot and spicy.
How am I supposed to know that when it just says Singapore noodles?
Fucking hell, you're saying this like you're the most uneducated man in the world. It sounds like you've never, ever, ever gone out of Washington.
I haven't.
Your palate. So this is why I think you're really, really enjoying this, because all of a sudden you realise, oh my God, beer tastes of something.
Yeah, you might be right, to be honest. This is incredible, though. I've really enjoyed this.
So if we take, so maybe next time we need to be going on a culinary journey as well, getting you dishes from the Chinese that you think, oh, spicy, oh, sweet and spicy, oh, hot and sour. Do you like Thai food? I'm going at you with the questions here. Do you like Thai food?
The only thing I know is
that you've never had a Thai food.
Thai green curry, Thai red curry. And
a yellow curry.
No, that noodles in dishwater, man. What's it called? Four.
Pak choy.
Four. Is that Thai?
Oh, that's Vietnamese.
Oh, soz, mate.
Oh, see, even closeted racist in your
head. I was getting super wrong racist.
Four. Yeah, four's like Vietnamese.
Is this?
Four's good though. Yeah.
I'll tell you a story about that one. So I went to this restaurant when I used to work with in a previous job. And we went to this restaurant, which I thought was Thai, but it might have been Vietnamese. And I ordered the pho because it was the only thing I kind of recognised. And I didn't know how to eat it. Because, like, they come, you know them spoons they give you, but they aren't really spoons, they're like decorations. So they look
like a long spoon.
They look like a lady's shoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Usually made out of porcelain.
Yeah. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this, lads? And then, like, I think this is what I was told. I'm not sure if it's right or not. I think you're supposed to kind of eat the noodles with chopsticks or something else. But I was trying to get everything up on this spoon. And everyone's, like, finished and onto desserts and having, like, cheese and crackers and that. And I'm still trying to... And I had, like, all this, like, lashings of slop down my front.
What? But that spoon is, like, literally, like, half a centimetre deep and maybe the size of 2 2-pence coins.
But I know, but that's... They give us the spoon and I'm thinking, well, it's soup, so... But
noodles are long and thin.
Well, this is the problem I had.
How would you try and put spaghetti on a spoon?
Well, no, you can use a spoon for spaghetti, can't you?
How?
You do that thing where you put it on and then twist it with a fork.
Exactly, you're not eating off the spoon, are you?
But I just remember getting dead hot. Like,
it's really spicy for as well.
Yeah, because it was hot, like heat hot, spicy hot, and I was getting stressed out that, like, I couldn't eat this fucking soup.
Is it actually called pho? Is that how you pronounce it? Or is
I
it
think
pronounced
so.
Some different
That's
way?
What I asked for.
Because, yeah. Like, loads of people might be listening to this going, they can't even say it right. Be like, yeah, that's true.
I can't even eat it.
So you meant to. So you get a lot of Chinese soups in China, and they always come with those little, like, little round bowls and those lady shoe spoons. And the more you slurp, the better it is. So are you encouraged in China to slurp? It's a sign of enjoying your food, and it's like it's a good thing for you to be slurping.
I could,
so
now,
sat round.
Hang on, stop.
If you sat round, this is all you hear.
Nah, that can fuck up. I couldn't deal with that. Do you know
but
why?
Not even the soup. Not even soup, mate, though. Even if they're eating like a piece of chicken, they'll go.
Nah. I tell you what I've got, misophonia. Do you know what that is?
Well, I'm gonna take a guess that it's fear of people eating loudly.
It's not just eating loudly, it's any kind of noise that is, like, repetitive or irritating. So people eating, people crunching. So when my missus gets crisps, I have to go leave the room or she has to leave the room.
Oh, it must be such a joy to be in your house. You won't eat Chinese food unless it comes with crisps. You won't allow them to eat crisps. How the fuck do you get through the prawn crackers?
Well, it's all right for me to do it. I'm not bothered by my noises. But if someone else is doing it, like, it just winds us up. It's a condition. You shouldn't be laughing.
Is it diagnosed?
Self-diagnosed. However, it's a real thing, because you know what happens? It invokes fight or flight. So it's actually not just me being a prick. It's like, it gets into me, like, psyche and into me psychology, and I'm either going to leave the house or kill someone for eating a bag of crisps.
It is you being a prick, isn't it?
That's mice. Look it up. It's a condition, mate.
Okay. I'll let you have it.
Well, I've got it, so... So I couldn't...
So my only advice would be, I recommend that you probably don't venture to China.
Well, I couldn't eat soup anyway because I couldn't get the frigging noodles on the spoon.
I bet that tablecloth around that bowl looked like it had been had a gunned victim or something like that.
You know, sometimes when you go for a curry and they've got, like, the white linen cloths, and you're like, go to get some balti on you, and it drops off onto the thing, and you're like, fuck. And they come over and you have to apologise.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like...
They must just, Indian restaurants must, especially ones that are open late at night and take a lot of drunks, must just literally boil wash those tablecloths full time, mustn't they?
Yeah.
Their laundry bill must be enormous.
They're getting through the Lenore with them, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any Lenore. I reckon that's pure starch and bleach.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I'm interested in now your food, your takeaway food habits, but I feel like we've laboured the point on the Chinese. So maybe next week we explore the Indian cuisine.
Yeah, because I like that.
Are you a phal man?
I've never had a phal. I've been with you. Was I with you that time you had a phal in your nosebleed? I don't think I was actually with you.
No, you weren't. That was a different one. But you get. I went out for a meal with some colleagues from work. Oh look, you've just. Oh, I've just watched you there. Sorry, I was watching you drink there, and you just drank a massive bit of the floater.
Right, if you hadn't mentioned that at the beginning, I'll just tell everyone what I can see. So I've just drank the dregs of my drink. And in the bottom was, I can only describe it as like blood. It looks like blood.
I was watching you drink it and I could see it going further and further down the glass. And I thought, he's going to drink that. And you did.
What the fuck's that, man?
It's like, it'll be little bits of probably strawberry and little bits of yeast and stuff that they can't strain out properly.
That was weird.
Was it nice tasting though?
Yeah, but like, it felt like it just appeared. Where's that been all the time?
I said it had floaters in, didn't I? Yeah, mine's full of them as well.
Oh yeah, it's quite a. I've got quite a bit of a thick taste to that now.
Yeah, I don't usually drink the right at the very bottom. Anyway, have a look at your can. There'll be loads more in your can. Anyway, right, we have rambled on enough for today. So, as you know, the purpose of the podcast is for us to give you a challenge of beer, or for me to give you a challenge of beer. I think I definitely know where this one's going. But basically, if the lager's off, we will move on to the next beer. If it's not, well, consider it's episode one, we're fucked anyway, so we just won't get a run. But Dan, yonder, strawberry shortcake, little strawberry pastry sour, 3%. Lager on or the lager off?
I feel like I've been to on a roller coaster, been to an amusement park. Lager's off.
The lager's off.
100% knew that was coming.
That wasn't just a drink. That was an experience. That was like, it was brilliant. I really enjoyed it.
I thought, yeah, I agree. That is for me one of the best beers that I've had this year, actually. So, well, we're fairly hefty way through the year. So, for me, that was absolutely superb. Really pleased. Season two, off to a bang. Literally off to a bang.
Yeah. Excellent, mate. So, yeah, well, I don't know how you're going to top that next week.
Well, I don't think I'll ever top that, to be honest. But I think we'll go back to something a little bit, maybe a little bit less exotic, but something that I think will be very different. So let's see what we've got up our sleeves.
Sound.
Okay, well, as I've said, at Beery Banter for me on Instagram, Martin Bell. You'll see some of the beers that I do, that I drink, and that I post up there. I've got a few followers, but it's always nice to have a few more. Dan, you're currently running the At Loggers Off podcast Instagram account, which has about three things on at the moment, but we're going to be bolstering that up a little bit, which is At Loggers Off podcast.
Yeah, come and see us there, and remember to listen to us on your favourite podcast platform as well.
Until next time. Au revoir.
Ciao.
Just like your fucking omelette. Goodbye.
The log is off.